Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Welcome back. It's 12 after the hour. Thank you very much for hanging out with me. Thanks for being part of my day. Always a pleasure to continue to be with you. I'm Jim Blasingame, and you're listening to the Small Business Advocate Show, and I'm glad you're here. I'm glad our good friend Chester Elton's back, too, ladies and gentlemen. Chester is a longtime member of our Brain Trust. He is the author of The Carrot Principle and The Orange Revolution, along with the co-author Adrian Gostick. Their new book is called All In, How the Best Managers Create a Culture of Belief and Drive Results, and they're the founders of the Culture Works organization. More importantly, Chester Elton is our friend. Chester, welcome back to the show.
Always a pleasure, Jim. Thanks for calling.
Good to have you back. Chester, one of the things that I know you and I have spent so much time over the years talking about how to gain and maintain engagement with the people who work with us, how to recognize them, how to make them feel appreciated and wanted. We all know that year after year, decade after decade, the number one reason why people leave your employment is not because of money or anything else. It's almost always the number one thing is that they don't feel appreciated. And you've based your career on this. And recently, you've been thinking about and talking about what you call the softer parts of leadership, and interestingly, those seem to be the hardest things to pull off.
Exactly, you know, and it kind of bothers me actually that people call it the soft stuff, because when you think
what is that? What is an example of soft? The soft stuff is
you know, the personal relationships you have at work. To your point. Knowing your people, not just as employees, but as people, knowing what they value, what's important to them, so that when they perform and they knock it out of the park for you and it comes time for you to appreciate them, you know how to do it appropriately. You know that you've got a relationship at work, mm-hmm. which is proving to be more and more important. And, you know, to my previous point, I almost don't like it that people call it soft, because mm-hmm. when you think of soft things, you think, well, we don't need soft stuff. We need the hard stuff.
Or it's inconsequential.
Exactly. It's a nice to have, you know. But the hard stuff is the matrix, is the numbers, is the reports, is the, you know. And I agree that those are important. But I don't think that's the hard stuff. I actually think that's kind of the easy stuff. Anybody can read a spreadsheet.
That's right.
You know.
You can train a computer to manage all that.
Oh, exactly. I mean, you know. So but you know, it takes a manager to read a spreadsheet. It takes a leader to engage their employees. And more and more, as I work with different organizations in their talent development and leadership development, there is this, you know, definition of, well, the manager can check the boxes. You know, you mm-hmm. can manage, you know, managing is kind of technical, right? It's mechanical. But leadership is emotional. And leaders that we like to work for and that we really go the extra mile for are people that we care about, that we know, that we won't let down, and we have an emotional connection to. And so often that's termed the soft stuff. Well, mm-hmm. to me, that's the hard stuff. How do you manage, you know, 10 people or 10,000 people in a way that makes them want to go the extra mile for you?
Right? Well, the soft things really are the intangibles that help teams, help lesser teams beat greater teams.
Well, sure.
One of the things you hear when you hear the great coaches talk about, you know, a team or about their accomplishments, you know, you'll hear them talking about intangibles. And, you know, I love the example that's attributed to Napoleon, who said, "A soldier will fight long and hard for a bit of colored ribbon." And that's an intangible. And when you can, there are a number of ways, Chester, as you know very well, to operate with the intangibles. One of the things that I think is really powerful is when someone who you work for actually acts like and demonstrates that they give a damn about you.
Exactly.
You know, I mean, that they actually care about you. And not only your performance, your job, but maybe go a little, maybe one layer deeper about your life.
Well, sure. You know, and your point about Napoleon, it's not like Napoleon took that colored piece of ribbon and left it at the end of your cot for you
right.
to pick up at the end of the day.
Right.
You know, the great thing about Napoleon was the ceremony, was the uniforms,
mm-hmm.
Was the pageantry. And to your point, you know, great leaders understand that it is about those connections. I do care about you. You know, Phil Jackson, you know, the legendary NBA coach, you know, 11 rings. Isn't it interesting? They talk about some of the things he did. He used to give books to his players,
right.
you know, for the long plane rides and so on. He'd say, you know what? You should read this book. It'll help you. I mean, you know, what NBA coach gives these multi-million
right.
dollar players, say, read this
a,
book.
A book. Well, you know, one of my mentors, one of the men I used to work for, did something to me without really realizing it. It was just him being human, being himself. And whenever I would observe somebody come to him we'd be in the middle of something really busy, you know, really, really important in the company, and somebody would show up and say, I've got a problem, my child is sick, or I've got to deal with this or what that. And he would always say, okay, people, this our business is important, but it's not as important as that child. Go home.
Exactly.
I mean, it never occurred to him. I mean, all the times I ever saw him respond to something that an employee was dealing with at home, he never put the company first. And that's been a model for me all these years.
Well, to your point, a good friend of mine
People followed him wherever he went.
Oh, sure. And to your point, a good friend of mine who's a CEO of a huge hospital in Dallas, his name is Britt Barrett, it's the Methodist Hospital,
mm-hmm.
just published a book, New York Times bestseller, and he's famous for creating these incredibly engaged and productive and caring cultures at the hospitals where he works.
Mm-hmm.
He just published a book, and you'll love it, it's called The Patient Comes Second. And his whole point is if you don't have caregivers that care about each other,
mm-hmm.
care about the organization, or highly engaged, you're not going to get good care.
Mm-hmm.
It just won't happen. And he's done phenomenal work in a couple of hospitals there in Dallas and has become a legendary leader because he does care about the soft stuff, and he does it really well.
Well, what you've got to do as a manager, when you see this human in front of you, you've got to realize that they're not just an employee. They're a human being. They have all the things that you have. They have family. They love things. They don't like things. They hurt. They want to be successful. They want to accomplish things. Everything that you want, that's what they want. And so treat them the way you would want to be treated. Chester, give us the website, please.
TheCultureWorks.com.
All In is the new book that he and Adrian Gostick have written. And Chester and I will be right back. We're going to talk some more about the soft side of leadership.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.